Welcome to Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, she is here to bring that knowledge to you. The information she shares will help those who hear it to accelerate their success in life and business through the discovery of their natural gifts and maximizing their brain power. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, there is no limit to what you can accomplish. Today and every Wednesday on Brain Lady Speaks, you'll explore the latest findings to see how they have practical application in your life. And now, get ready to join Julie Anderson on the Brain Lady Speaks radio show. Take it away, Julie.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Clearing my throat here. We got some allergies, allergy time of the year. Welcome to the Brain Lady Speaks radio show or podcast, depending on how you're listening to it, either live this Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, or if you're listening to it later as a download, as a podcast. So welcome to the show. I am really, really excited. Now, I know that I always say that about my guests because I'm just jazzed about the brain, and anytime I can get the opportunity to talk about the brain, you know I just kind of geek out on it. But I am really, really excited, extra excited to have our guest on today because we have been talking for probably a couple of years about having Colleen come on the show, and she's here. So we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is how oils, essential oils and aromatherapy works. Before we bring her on, let me read a little bit of her bio because I think it's really interesting. And then she's going to tell you more about her journey. Her name is Colleen Woolman. And in her quest to heal her body from celiac disease, Colleen began her search for more natural ways to support her health and wellness. Colleen found doTERRA and recognized the powerful benefits of essential oils. Over the past 6 years, Colleen has taught classes on a multitude of subjects relating to essential oil use. As a silver leader with doTERRA, Colleen continues to increase her knowledge of the products to promote wellness. Colleen provides personalized care and guidance on how to use these oils safely and effectively. Colleen is passionate about empowering others to take control of their health by offering natural solutions for healthy, empowered living. Colleen is an Aroma Touch Technique certified and trained in Symphony of the Cells. So I love that. One thing, please, Colleen, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Julie. Thank you so much for having me on. Exciting.
Oh, yes. I've been so looking forward to this because this is such a fun topic. Before we really dive in, though, I do want to emphasize to any of the listeners, Colleen and I are not medical doctors. So if you are suffering from a medical condition, we're just going to bring to surface for you some of the research that has been done on this topic. But before you adjust any of your therapies, be sure to check with your doctor. We just have to let everybody know that. But aromatherapy is something that more and more medically trained doctors, Western medically trained doctors, are coming around to because it is so powerful, especially the effects that it has on the brain. Or I should say the reason why it's so powerful is because of the effects it has on the brain. So Colleen, give us some background. Your bio, you know, mentioned a little bit about your health issue that you were challenged with, but give us a little bit of a background on your journey and why you became so fascinated with the oils.
So at the age of 46, I was suddenly found facing a autoimmune disease and called celiac. And one thing about autoimmune diseases is once you have one, you're very susceptible to having more. And so it kind of woke me up that I really need to look in closer at a better, healthier lifestyle and remove toxic products from my home and be more cautious on the things I put in my body. And I just happened to get introduced to essential oils at that time. And it was like, these are exactly what I need. And I started using them and I use them for everything now. I don't go to drugstores and pick up anything anymore. I just have my little essential oil kit in my bedroom that I use. And I can say that, you know, so far I've improved my health drastically and have no other autoimmune issues going on. And so I feel pretty amazing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And for those of you who don't know, my background actually started, I was working towards a master's degree in natural health. And that's when I started studying psychoneuroimmunology, and that kind of took me down the path of neuroscience. And so I am always very open to alternative ways to care for your health. And I think the more and more that I know, the more and more that they are discovering about essential oils, the more and more positive things they're finding, right? And just as a
correct.
Little brain background, and you correct me if I'm a little off on this, but the one of the reasons why aromatherapy is as effective as it is, or essential oils, utilizing those scents in your home or in your health routine, is that the synapse, there's only one synapse between your olfactory nerve, which is your nose, right? Your olfactory
mm-hmm.
and your limbic system. And the limbic system in the brain is responsible, among other things, it has a large effect on your immune system and a large effect on your emotion. So this is the reason
right.
why aromatherapy affects the brain so deeply. Share some more information on that, if you don't mind, Colleen.
Yes. Yeah, so just by simply, you know, breathing in the essential oils, they get the direct line to your brain. And, you know, this close connection can be obviously an observed, excuse me, I'm getting your little allergy throat right now. It's you know, for everyday life, a certain odors trigger memories or specific feelings, you know, say like for me, the smell of coffee in the morning just reminds me of being a little girl at my grandma's house, you know, when they would put the coffee on the stove and percolate it, and we just smell this amazing aroma. That just kind of brings a happy, calming memory for me. So that's one way they affect it. And then in addition to influencing the limbic system of the brain, you know, the olfactory centers also are linked with the hypothalamus, and an area of the brain, you know, nicknamed for the visceral control center, and because it controls psychological functions throughout the body. And it exerts its powerful influence by interacting directly with the pituitary gland and the master gland, and, you know, located in the brain. So it has a whole lot of other things that, you know, are affected through it.
And that's what's so fascinating to me. You mentioned memory. A couple of things that I agree. There's a certain smell, and it's probably actually a musty smell, to be perfectly honest with you. But it was my grandmother's home. And whenever I go into someone's, and it always seems to be in older people's homes, that's why it's probably a musty smell. But it brings back really good memories to me. It makes me feel good because I loved spending time at my grandma's house, right? That's where
mm-hmm.
where I just enjoyed young years of my childhood. I know that they're also doing, I have read articles where they're also doing research on memory and children and teaching and how certain scents, and I want to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say peppermint maybe is really good for recalling facts. So if you're smelling it while you are working on something and then you come back to that later on, smelling it again
mm-hmm.
will help to trigger those memories. Is that, am I saying that right?
Yes, you are. And that's true. And peppermint's a good one. And then, you know, you also have, other oils like the citrus oils that are also really great for focus. And if you can get the kids to, like, you know, just focus, it really helps them. And I know a lot of kids have been having trouble lately because they're having to sit at computers all day long. So we need a little bit more help with focusing, you know, using different scents to calm the house and things like that.
So now with the focus, when we're talking citrus, any particular citrus like oranges and grapefruits, lemons, lime, or is it one that might be more effective than the other? Or just
a
good citrus,
you know,
blend?
They all have a, you know, similar chemical composition. I actually love to do wild orange and peppermint. I just think that it's energetic and it gives me extreme focus capabilities, and it just smells amazing together.
I like that. You're combining the strength of both. I know during the winter...
Yeah.
I am almost always, we have a a stove that dries out, you know, oftentimes when you burn a heat burning, it's not a wood burning stove, but it's very similar to a wood burning stove. You know, it really dries the atmosphere inside the home. And because your lungs can get so irritated, I'm always diffusing almost all winter long. I will be diffusing peppermint and eucalyptus because that seems to really be good for breathing, correct?
Correct. Yes. Eucalyptus and peppermint are two powerful ones for your respiratory system to help open up your whole respiratory system.
Yeah. I just love that.
Kind of smells like kind of smells like a spa. Eucalyptus kind of smells like a spa. It's really amazing.
Yes, I know. I love that smell. I love the oil, the essential oil smell of a really nice spa day, right? So tell us some of the other, your favorites and what different research has shown those different essential oils work on. Like you had mentioned that your journey into your health with autoimmune, which oils did you use or what oils did you use to assist you in your celiac?
So I use a lot of digestive oils for digestive support because I have to heal my intestinal tract. And then I also have to protect it because a lot of times, even though I try to be real careful when I eat out and about, you're still getting gluten even without knowing it. I still have to support it a lot. So I use a blend called Digestin, which is one of our blends, to help support it. It contains oils like fennel, and then ginger is amazing. And I've also used oils like cinnamon to help control my blood sugar because, you know, there's a lot of things that go on with autoimmune diseases. And clove is another one that's amazing supporting your immune system. So there's a blend called Slim and Sassy that I have that just has so many great oils in it just for supporting all the needs that I have personally as a celiac. And I actually have a blend made out of the same oils that they call the celiac blend. So it just has, you know, the clove and the cinnamon and grapefruit and a couple other oils in it. They're just amazing for supporting the body.
So now go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so those that you're taking for digestion, then you're not necessarily, you're actually taking them in what, a pill form?
Usually I add them to water or just rub them on my stomach area. You can just rub them on top and get in the bloodstream that way. Or sometimes I make little veggie capsules and just take them that way too.
Interesting. So there's several ways then, either topically, because I know for a lot of the lung things, you know, you can put it on your chest for lung issues, but you're saying that you can actually just put it in water and sip it down in water. I tried that once, wasn't crazy about it, but I think it was probably because of the oil that I was trying.
Right.
Some of them need to be. Do you ever put them in, say, a juice or something? Does that help with making it more palatable?
Oh, definitely. You got into the juice. I have one of my friends that likes to add her little oil concoction every morning to her coffee. So you can put them in, you know, different ways. But you do want to be cautious about what oils you're using because not all oils are recommended to be used internally. Our oils are because they test them to make sure there are no contaminants, no pesticides, no additives or anything in them. So they do rate which oils can be used internally. They'll actually have supplemental facts on them so you know that they're safe. So you don't just want to go to your drugstore and grab an oil and start using it internally because you might not know what's in it.
Very good point. Very good point. And again, like I said at the beginning, this is all fascinating information and they're doing more and more study and research on this topic. But if you are under, please, any of the listeners, if you are under a care for any type of medical condition, be sure to double check with your, you know, with your medical practitioner or your natural doctor, or whoever you're working with, to make sure that this is, you know, something that wouldn't be be counteractive to something that you're currently doing. So what are your go-tos? You told us what you do for digestion. We talked a little bit about memory. Like, what are some of your go-tos that you have in your kit at home that you are just ready to grab at any point in time?
Well, I usually start my day with lemon, lemon in my water every morning, because lemon's a very cleansing and purifying essential oil. So it's great for actually cleansing the digestive system. So I start my day with lemon in my water. And then I end my day with usually lavender, because it's very calming and relaxing. And I like to add like wild orange to that, or On Guard, our immune support oil, to that. So I'm either, because wild orange has been known to help you stay asleep. And then the On Guard is great for supporting your immune system. So the On Guard is one that I will use throughout the day usually. And then when I'm diffusing in my office, it will usually be, like I said, the wild orange and peppermint, or I'll do lime and spearmint, or grapefruit and lime, just something uplifting and energizing to help keep me focused and on task. So that type of thing. And then, you know, I just have a lot of the oils that I keep for, you know, just in case I'm just start not feeling well, I'll have my little kit to support anything that might come along that way.
Now, I remember, I'm trying to think what it was. There was a few years ago, I was at a conference in Dallas, and I had an abscess in my tooth, and there was an oil that someone gave me to put on my tooth. Again, check with your doctors, but what is a good thing for toothache? I can't remember what it was, but it helped.
Well, a great oil to support tooth pain would be clove. Clove has been used for years in dentistry. Yeah, in dentistry areas, they use clove a lot, and it's very good for supporting your mouth and your teeth. And it's also kind of got that little numbing feeling, so that's why it helps it. You're going to kind of make your tooth feel better, because you kind of got that little numbing effect that you get with clove. Yeah, and then our On Guard immune support oil has clove in it, so it's another really good one you can use in there, because it, you know, helps address what's going on in your mouth too.
So then, as my kids would tell you, this is so funny. So years and years ago, you know, like I said, I started my natural health journey back in my 20s, and when my kids were small, we very rarely had to go to the doctor, and when they would get sore throats, with the exception of something that was really serious, and they were running a bad fever, which didn't happen that often. But if it was serious, I don't want you to think that I wouldn't take them to the doctor, because I would. But if they ever had sore throat, to keep it from going into strep or keep it from going into something serious, I used to make them drink. We used to gargle with, I'm laughing now, but it's horrible to have to gargle with, it was Melaleuca oil, the Melaleuca plant.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Because isn't that like a really good antiseptic?
Yes, tea tree is very amazing, has antiseptic properties. Yeah. Tea tree or Melaleuca, they're about the same. Just different names.
Yeah. It is not very good to taste.
No, it doesn't have a great taste. It's also great for like your nails. It helps protect your nails and helps them, you know, healing and grow strong and keep them looking nice.
Oh, really? So now would you put it on your nails topically, or is that something else that you would take? Okay, because I was going to say, how on earth would you take that?
I would apply it topically.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it don't taste good.
No.
So tell us a little bit more.
That's when you would use a capsule.
A capsule, okay. All right. So, and you just, what do? You just get those you just purchase those capsules at like a health food store?
Yeah, they have little veggie capsules at the health food store that you can get. And you just put a couple drops in them, and then you just take them. And then you don't have to worry about the taste that way.
Very cool. Very cool.
I tend to just drop them under my tongue.
So long as it's not the tea tree oil. Oh, my goodness. But memories of that. So what are some other – I know that – and it is a doTERRA product. It's called Deep Blue, I think. It's something that we definitely use on our sore joints. Topically, knees, elbows, my husband's back, things like that. Now, what is it about some of these things that you're using topically that make them effective?
Well, when you use them topically, they get absorbed into your skin and they get directly in your bloodline, your blood cells within just a matter of seconds. And so they can actually get to the area of concern. And that's, you know, topically is a great way to use them if you have like sore joints and the sore muscles, or, you know, your feet are tired after a long day. You can just apply them topically. Now you want to be cautious about which oils sometimes work very sensitive. And if you have sensitive skin, you want to use a carrier oil with them to make sure that they, you know, your skin doesn't overreact. And the other good thing about using a carrier oil with the oil is it helps keep them from evaporating as fast, because essential oils tend to like flash off fairly quickly. So if you, by applying a carrier oil to it, when you're using it on your skin, then it actually drives it deeper and makes it last longer to support your body in better that way.
That's cool. Now, what kind, what was that?
And Deep Blue is amazing. It's my before workout. It's my after workout.
We have several tubes. My husband has one on his desk. We have one in the bathroom. It's just like every now and then. And you know what? If you're slightly congested, it really it opens up the airway, which is really, really nice. Which, speaking of congestion, right now is if you live in Northern California, or well, spring anywhere is going to raise allergies, but anywhere in California, because we're, you know, there's just so much plant growth in this state, allergies right now are off the charts. What do you suggest for allergies?
Well, to support seasonal things that happen right now, we use like lavender. Lavender is an amazing essential oil. It's actually, they often call it, it's like got the properties of an antihistamine. And then we like to add, I'm using them right now, peppermint, because peppermint kind of opens up your respiratory system and your breathing. And then lemon helps break up the mucus in your body. Like I said, it's very cleansing and purifying. So I like to use all three of those combined, usually in my diffuser, or I'll make a roller bottle and carry it with me. Or if I'm very having a serious day, I'll just put a couple drops of each one in a shot glass and just drink it down with water.
Got it. The drinking it down is a little new for me. I don't know that I've tried that. Like I said, we did the gargle, and I did put the clove oil, I believe it was the clove oil, years ago, in my mouth for the abscess that I had. But I haven't really thought about I drink warm lemon water made with fresh lemons in the morning, but I hadn't thought about putting the lemon oil in the water when I don't have lemons available, because I think I almost always have a lemon oil.
Yeah. And you know, the one difference between the lemon oil and the real lemons is the lemon that you're putting in, you're usually getting the juice from the inside. And the lemon oil actually comes from the outside of the lemon, the peel. And the one main difference between the two is it's less acidic. So it's easier on your teeth and things like that. So me, because of the celiac, the enamel on my teeth has been very soft. And so they wanted me to stay away from, you know, acidic juices and stuff. So the lemon oil just works perfectly for giving me the benefits of lemon without having the issues of it damaging my teeth anymore.
That's a good idea. I normally just boil the entire lemons, rind and all, and then blend it in a blender and then freeze that and use that. But that's really good. I hadn't thought about dropping the acidity of it by not using the inside of the fruit for that oil. Well, Colleen, right now we're at, you know, a year of very stressful time and a lot of illness. So again, we're not going to say specifically cures or anything like that, but for your immune system as a whole, just the general viruses that we have to battle with on a daily, the germs and viruses that we have to battle with on a daily basis, what is a good practice to take care of us internally, as well as the surfaces that we are, you know, that we, door handles and phones and all of those types of things? Like what's a good combination or good oils for that?
Yeah. So first, to start off with our bodies, you know, a lot of our immune system starts in our gut. And having lived this experience in my life, that is so true, because when my gut was severely damaged, I was ill all the time. And so the big focus is to, like, you know, maintain your healthy gut, you know, keep your bacteria well, eat well, get proper nutrition. I mean, you want to make sure you're taking your vitamins and eating right, because our bodies need the nutrition to keep us strong. And a lot of people don't realize a lot of our foods do not have the nutrition levels that they used to have back in our grandparents' days, because of the way we've been farming our soils and stuff, the nutrients aren't there. So most people need some kind of supplement for that. And then so that's all starting to keep your body strong. And that's what, and when your body's strong, that's when the oils actually works better, because they like to just work with your body. And as far as cleaning our home, I love to use, we have an oil called On Guard, and which is our immune support oil. And I like to add On Guard, tea tree, purify, and lemon to a spray bottle and with water. And you can add a little bit of vinegar to that. And then I just clean my house with that, because it has all the protective benefits that I need for killing the things on my surfaces. And, you know, it costs me a whole lot less than what you could buy from those toxic products you would get in the stores. And it's always available. And just, if it runs out, I just get more. And if people don't want to do that, we actually sell an On Guard concentrate that they can use to clean their homes too. Just put it in a spray bottle of water. And then you're eliminating all those toxins and those fumes that can cause other health problems in your body.
Now, what about for stress? Because in addition to the, you know, physical or health challenges that everyone's been faced with in the last year plus, it has come along with just a ton of extra stress. And there's all kinds of things that I talk about as a brain lady to help you deal with stress, breathing, fresh air, movement, exercise, all of these different things. But aromatherapy is very effective in reducing stress. And remember that we're talking about, for the listeners, when we talk about the ability that these oils or these scents have to accomplish what they accomplish, isn't always through the digestive or through the skin. It literally changes the chemistry in your brain. So what are some of the things that a person can do when they're doing their relaxation techniques to de-stress, or maybe they're just tense during the day and they really need to do something immediately? How do essential oils come into that?
So if you're just trying to calm down, I mean, I like to, you know, you're breathing them in is the best way for addressing stress, because it's going to go right to your brain or aromatically. So you can either apply your oil into a diffuser. We have, you know, they have the nice water diffusers that put the oils into the air. Or if it's you just really need something right away, you just put a couple drops in your hand and just breathe it in. And, you know, there's some really good oils, of course, that help with stressful and anxious feelings would be like lavender, any of the tree oils, because they're very grounding, cedarwood, frankincense. I love to meditate with frankincense. And then we have a blend called Balance, which is another one that kind of gives you like this tranquil feeling, like a really calming, really relaxing. And Adaptive is another amazing one that's designed to help, you know, with those anxious feelings or help you with new situations, because a lot of people have had to deal with new situations through all this too. So you can also just put it in a spray bottle and spray it around your house. I mean, because you want to be able to get the scent in and breathe it in. I wear them on lava bead bracelets a lot on my wrist, different oils to help me throughout the day. So
I love that. Go ahead. Keep going.
No, go ahead. No.
I was going to say, I can't find it. I was looking for it this morning because the allergies are driving me crazy. But there's a roller that I use, and I know it has peppermint in it, but it's probably peppermint and eucalyptus and different things that I will put on my hands that I will use. I will just take a couple of really, really deep breaths to open up my lungs with all this allergy stuff going on. Now, with your kids, a lot of parents are like, what's your best advice for a parent who is now working at home? They've got their kids sitting in the living room or at the dining room table doing their schoolwork. What would be your suggestion to help keep the house calm, keep the house the brain's open and active and working and keep the stress low. Like what's your best advice for that?
Yeah. Well, every person's different, and what oils work for one family might not work as well for another family. So you might have to experiment a little bit. But people have been really loving the adaptive blend for helping their kids focus and keeping the positive atmosphere in the house. So it just depends on what your house is needing. Like if they're bouncing off the walls and not able to sit down and focus, you're going to want to, use something a little bit more calming and maybe some citrus oils to help, get the attention span there too. And then relaxing oils in the evening, of course, after everybody's gone through all this stressfulness, just put something in the diffuser, let your kids get involved. Let them pick what scent that they feel helps make them feel ready to do their schoolwork and stuff. Cause what they might like might not be exactly what you like. And it just affects them in a positive way based on a memory that they might have.
Oh, good point. So you mentioned the adaptive blend. What is in that? What are some of the oils that are in that?
Well, it has lavender. And I'm not sitting here looking at my exact oils in there.
So we've got citruses for attention. We've got a lot of your hardwoods for relaxation. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got different, what else? Lemon in the morning, the peppermint, the eucalyptus for your breathing and for your airways. And then the adaptive, I'm curious about that. So just some great general, if you were to say, what are your five top oils that a person should keep in their home for their brain to work good, for their digestion to work good, for them to sleep good? Like what's your five or six top oils that you say everybody needs to have in their house?
Five or six. Well, I have my top 10.
So okay, give us your top 10.
That would be, of course, lemon. It's very purifying and cleansing. Lavender for relaxation, but it's also very good for anything skin. So it's good if you get, play out in the sun too long or you get little insects around you. So lavender is amazing for that. And then we have, peppermint, which is always great for the respiratory, but it's also great for digestive. And it's also, it's just energizing too. So if you're getting a little bit tired, you can always use peppermint, just breathe it in to kind of help wake you up and get you motivated again. And then tea tree, because it has so many cleansing and purifying properties itself. And let's see. I like to use oregano a lot. It's one that I always have on hand because it's, works well supporting your immune system and keeping your body strong and protecting you if you feel like something coming on. And our on guard, of course, our immune support, which is very strong for protecting your body. And then I have the digestin, which I always have because of digestive issues.
And what's in the digestin one?
It's got like fennel and ginger. And then it's the fennel you really smell, so you have to like licorice. Because you do
okay.
Smell the fennel in the digestin. We also have the kids blend, which is tamer. And that one smells more like spearmint, which I love a whole lot more.
Nice. Well, that's just fascinating. I just love this topic. I love the fact that you can change your brain chemistry. You can change the chemistry in your body as a whole just through things like this. And it doesn't always take, and again, not saying take this as medical advice, but it you may not always need those types of things. I know I suffer from headaches due to a neck injury from years and years ago. And if I can catch my headache before it gets too bad, I can always use oils, an oil blend instead of, taking the Advils or the extra strengths, et cetera. And that's always a positive thing too, because then you're not damaging your body due to the drugs by just using the oils. Well, it has been wonderful having – oh, what was that?
I said that's amazing.
Yeah.
Stay away from those other things.
Yeah, because those things tear up your digestive system, and they do
Correct.
So much damage to your body. I will say that I go to them when I get my, extremely bad headaches, but it is something that if I'm on top of it, I can definitely, and the more and more I get to know about oils, the more and more that I use them for different things. Well, it has been fascinating talking with you. I know that you guys have a new kit coming out the beginning of April. So is it out now?
Yes, it is. So it's available now.
Tell us about that.
It's our essential emotions kit. It's specifically designed to help with all the emotions. It comes with this amazing Galoo's diffuser. And then it comes with 10 5-ml bottles of oils that are specifically there to help with your emotions. You've got your lavender. It's got balance. It does have the adaptive in there. It's got one of our favorite blends, Citrus Bloom, which is a kind of like spring in a bottle. And then the only way it is available is in this kit or when they bring it out on limited time. It's not something we carry in our catalog all the time. So it's a very fun oil.
And I love it.
Yes, it's amazing. It's an amazing kit. It's on my list. I want to get it within this month too, because I just love all the oils that are in it to have them with me to carry around.
Very nice. I love it. Now you have, for those of you who want to stay connected with Colleen, she has a really neat thing. She has a group on Facebook. And let me put my glasses on. Tell us what the group is named and what you do, because I think you do live videos on there. So tell us about that.
So it's Oil Talk with Colleen, and it's off of my Facebook page. And I like to teach about the different oils in there. We'll have different oils that we highlight from time to time. And then I go on, like last night I went on live and just unpacked my box to tell people all the products that were in there that I received. And then we also run classes through the group is attached to my Facebook page, and I do classes in class groups too. But the group is just for people to ask questions, to let me know specific things they want oils for, to help, to let people learn. It's there for people to learn. And we like to have fun contests every now and then, prizes away, so people can try the different products too.
I like that. Okay, so you've got a Facebook group, Oil Talk with Colleen, and you are Essential Oils with Colleen on Facebook as well. And you have, let me see here, where is your, her business web address is essentialoilswithcolleen.com. So we will have all of these links on the show page for the show this morning, Smells and the Brain, How Does Aromatherapy Work? So lots of ways that you'll be able to stay in connection with Colleen or ask her any questions that you have based on this show today, or just stay connected for anything new that she might have to share. So Colleen, thank you so much. I'm so excited that we finally got to have you on the show and talk about one of my favorite topics.
Julie, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun and so enjoyable being with you and hanging out with you this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. And we will continue to stay in touch. All right. So again, everyone, go to the show page for this episode, Smells in the Brain, How Does Aromatherapy Work, to find all of the links to how to stay in touch with Colleen, as well as any of the links of how to stay in touch with me, Julie Brain Lady Anderson. If you have questions, concerns, thoughts, or a great topic that you want to see on the Brain Lady Speaks podcast, be sure to send me an email at info@brainladyspeaker.com. And we'll chat. If you've read a book, anything connected to the neuroscience, and remember, what we try to do is take all this technical stuff coming out of the field of neuroscience and funnel it in for usable information to improve your day-to-day life, your relationships, your business, just like how to improve your life with oils, right? By understanding the neuroscience behind it, how it affects the brain, how it induces the brain to do different things. That is an absolute wonderful wonderful topic and things that we'd like to share her on the Brain Lady Speaks. But if you have a great topic, a great book, oh, go ahead. Did you have something, Colleen?
Nope, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard a noise. Yeah, if you have any ideas or maybe you've read a great book, you want me to review it here on the show, then by all means, shoot me that email. You can also follow me at brainladyspeaker.com or yourbestmindllc.com, which is my parent company. And I am Brain Lady Julie on all of the social media outlets, whether it is Facebook, LinkedIn, I think Twitter, I'm just Brain Lady. Clubhouse now, I am Brain Lady Julie. So be sure to connect with me. I'd love to stay connected with you and continue the conversation and just continue to explore this amazing world of the brain. So once again, thank you, Colleen, for being on the show. Thank you for the listeners for listening. And until next week, simply enjoy every moment.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson. Julie Brain Lady Anderson is considered to be one of the nation's top experts on the brain-personality connection. She has been inspiring her audiences to fire up their brains and ignite positive changes in their relationships. And now, every week, she is here to bring that change to you. Julie often tells people that their greatest asset is not their stock portfolio, not their real estate holdings, or even their retirement account. No, it's what you were naturally born with, your brain. When you learn to tap into the potential of your natural gifts and the power of the brain-mind connection, the sky is never the limit. As a matter of fact, there is no limit. Be sure to tune in to The Brain Lady Speaks with Julie Anderson next week and every week, 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. See you next time, everybody.